Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our special guest today on Faith and Freedom is Dr. Judith Reisman. She is a world-renowned expert on the fraud of Kinsey, the whole sexology movement, where it began, where it's going, and what its objective is. So she is our special guest today. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Dr. Reisman.
Thank you so much, Matt. It is just a joy to join you again. Haven't been for a while, So I'm happy to be here.
And we're
joyed
to have you.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, you have written a number of books on Alfred Kinsey. He ultimately wrote two books that literally changed the landscape regarding human sexology worldwide. One in 1948, Sexuality in the Human Male. One in 1953, and that is Sexuality in the Human Female. And you have studied him probably more than any other person that I know of. How did all this begin, this whole issue that we're dealing with today? We're dealing with same-sex marriage. We're dealing with the LGBT agenda. We're dealing with the so-called transgender issue. We're dealing with promiscuous sexual behavior, etc. Take us back to where it began, and what was Kinsey's objective?
Yeah, thanks, Matt. I keep trying to get people to understand that you're not going to do too much about where we are unless people understand where it all came from.
Great point.
Dr. Alfred Kinsey was a professor at Indiana University. In 1920, he began there, and he passed away in 1956. But throughout his tenure, he changed, really, the nation. He changed the world, really, actually. He was called the father of the sexual revolution, and indeed he was. He was touted by Indiana University and continues to be touted by Indiana University, which maintains the Kinsey Institute there, which has global outreach, and it's named after him. And he was promoted as a normal, regular guy in the 1940s. This country certainly would not listen to anyone who was not normal in those years. And he was promoted as a married guy, you know, with children, a scientist who was a religious guy, a Republican, they said. And they surrounded him with this aura of normality. Well, indeed, he was not at all. He was a sadomasochistic, masturbatory addict. Here we are in the United States of America. We can say all these horrible things, you know, on radio, on television, anywhere now. And he was, of course, an adulterer. These are all things that were illegal at the time. He was making pornographic films in his attic and in his laboratory at Indiana University. Then on top of that, he was, in fact, now I'm ready to say, a pedophile who was involved in the deliberate sexual torture of up to 2,035 children, little children as young as 2 months of age. When I say torture, I mean that.
And if you doubt what Dr. Reisman is saying, all you have to do is go to Table 34. And you can find that on the internet. Just do Alfred Kinsey, Table 34, or Reisman, R-E-I-S-M-A-N, Table 34. And that Table 34 comes from his first book, Sexuality in the Human Male. It's a chart. And you can go there and find the very same thing that she's talking about, because in that chart, you have children as young as 2 years of age. He actually did some things on children even younger, I think a couple of months.
And 2 months.
2 months.
Yeah.
And so that is in that Table 34. Anyone looking at that table without anything else would realize that this guy should have been prosecuted for child sexual exploitation. He should have spent time in prison rather than being touted as this world-renowned person who ultimately blew the lid off of human sexuality.
Absolutely. Well said, Matt. And if you want to see the original, you go to your library, if they still have old books, you know, a lot of them are drummed out of the libraries, but go to the library and get his own book, Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, and turn to page 180, 181 for those tables, and to pages 160 and 161 for his definitions of pleasure for children. He divided these little children, all of them under 12 years of age, he divided them into what he called six types. You know, this was the science that was celebrated worldwide and is still, by the way.
You say science with a quote around it, because he, like on the statistics, 10% of males are homosexual. That was skewed because he was only looking at male in prison population, not in the general public. With regards to whether there is harm from prostitution, he interviewed the pimps, not the victims. And he found that of several thousand women, he found no harm except for one who might have had some minimal harm. Thus, the result that the penalty for prostitution began to be lowered in the legal system. And the penalty for having sexual activity with a minor, the age of consent, was lowered, all due to Alfred Kinsey.
Wow. So, Judith, why do you think this man was celebrated versus prosecuted?
Oh, dear. And still the question remains today, why is he celebrated?
Yeah.
I just had a PowerPoint that was sent to me by a woman who just saw one of my interviews on the internet and was shocked because she was a psychology student at a Texas university. And she said she had just seen a PowerPoint her teacher was showing in Psychology 1, Introduction to Psychology, and there's Kinsey's picture, and all the data on homosexuality is attributed to him and so on, and it's, I mean, glamorized. Yeah, well, of course, he was supported at the time by the Rockefeller Foundation.
Yeah, and if you go back there, Holly, and the audience, you're looking at the media. There weren't many media sources, no internet, no cable networks. There weren't even three or four television networks. So the media sources were very few.
Yeah.
And if you had someone like Rockefeller come in and puff him and promote him in the media, there was hardly any ability to have any opposition. So Rockefeller and he had a very similar objective, and that is to abolish the concept that there is a God who exists. And the best way to do that, Kinsey and others like him felt, is to blow the lid off of human sexuality. That skews your understanding of God, and it destroys the concept of God and human dignity in the mind of the individual. But yet today, I think, you know, that's one thing back then. But Dr. Reisman, like you're saying, why do people not look into this now and reject this Kinseyism?
Right.
That is a different question.
Well, it's still not being known. I mean, when the decision was made to legalize sodomy across the length and breadth of this nation, and that decision to legalize sodomy for everybody was made based on the 1955 Model Penal Code, Matt, as you know, which was, of course, completely based, the 1955 Model Penal Code, American Law Institute Model Penal Code, was completely based on Kinsey's claims about the normality and the commonness of sodomy in the United States of America. Now, he admitted that he had 1,200 sex offenders. I mean, he admitted that in his books, that he had 1,200 sex offenders that he was relying on, that he called Average Joe, you know, this just
unbelievable.
Average American guy. Yeah, my research, my work, as you know, Matt, was thwarted, really marginalized. I did major research under when Reagan was president, under the Department of Justice.
Let's pick that up in a little bit. We're going to have to go into another program because we're running out of time on this one here. So much that needs to be said about this issue. But Dr. Reisman has a couple of books that I would encourage you to order. You can go to the Liberty Council website, lc.org, go to our online store, and there you'll find two of her books, Sexual sabotage is one, and Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence is the other one. Those books, among others, those are great books that I think you ought to read to get the foundation of where all this came from. It really connects the dots. It did for me. I encourage you to go to lc.org, go to the online store, Sexual Sabotage by Dr. Judith Reisman, and Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence, also by Dr. Judith Reisman. For more information, visit lc.org. Stand with us in your prayers and your financial support as we advance religious freedom, sanctity of life, and family.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.